come on, turn over, that's it. This morning, my sermon is entitled, What is a Mother? We had lots of answers to that, couldn't we? But actually, when I started to prepare this sermon, I thought, I've really got a difficult task here this morning. I'm a mere man. I have to deliver a sermon for Mother's Day and talk about being a mother. That's something no man can never really understand, something that to most men is mystical and feminine. But not knowing what I'm talking about has never stopped me before. Every one of us has had, or still has, a mother. Our experiences of a mother will have differed widely, but that doesn't alter the fact that we wouldn't exist without there being a mother involved in some way. So I started by looking at some definitions of a mother, and I came up with a few. For instance, Gore Vidal said, never have children, only grandchildren. Bill Cosby said, parenting can be learned only by people who have no children. And then he said, you know your children are growing up when they stop asking where they came from and refuse to tell you where they're going. Then someone else said, one day you'll have kids, and I hope they're just like you, then you'll know what it's like. And of course, these are all comments made by men. And it just illustrates my point that men have absolutely no concept of what being a mother is about. So I looked at the dictionary definition of a mother, which is a woman who has given birth to a child. Now, although this is, of course, a very proper and correct description, it's not strictly true, for we all know there are many women who have successfully and lovingly mothered children that were not their own flesh and blood. So I suggest if we dig a little bit deeper, if we ask most people what merely describes a mother, we come up with a much clearer picture. A mother is a combination of unconditional love, of sacrifice, of patience, of hard work, and unlimited pride in her children. A mother has experience that no mere man could ever hope to understand, including the greatest joy that any human being can ever imagine. Although it must be admitted that this joy can sometimes be delayed. As someone once said, the joy of motherhood is what a woman experiences when all her children have gone to bed. Most mothers just get on with looking after their family, and they neither get nor expect any recognition. From the moment they know they're pregnant, a woman whose whole life and outlook changes, her whole purpose and being centres upon this child of hers. She'll do all she can to feed, clothe, protect and nourish her child. She'll sacrifice her own life. She'll go without food and rest. She'll exhaust herself, all so that her child will prosper and grow. I heard about a teacher who asked a boy in class, suppose your mother baked a pie and there were 7 of you, your parents and 5 children. What part of the pie would you get? The 6th, replied the boy. I'm afraid you don't know your fractions, said the teacher. Remember, there's 7 of you. Yes, he said, but you don't know my mother. She would say she didn't want any pie. And that's true of most mothers. She always sacrifices herself and her needs for her children. Being a mother is never easy. By their very nature, children are noisy, demanding, rebellious, selfish, curious, and full of never-ending energy. And does the mother ever give up? Of course not. No matter how tired she gets, she plods on, doing what she can for her children. I heard about a Harris mother who had 3 very active boys. One summer evening, she was playing cops and robbers in the backyard after dinner with the boys. One of the boys shot his mother and yelled, bang, you're dead. She slumped to the ground. When she didn't get up right away, a neighbour ran to see if she'd been hurt in the fall. When the neighbour bent over, the overworked mother opened one eye and said, shh, don't give me away, it's the only chance I've had to rest all day. Looking after children is an all-embracing task, and it takes over the mother's whole life. She spent so much time in the company of her children, especially when they're very young, that she can sometimes find herself a little childlike also. A young mother spent all her time taking care of a new baby daughter. Countless hours of peekaboo and other games slowly took their toll. One evening, she stubbed her bare toe on the corner of the dresser and, grabbing her foot, sank to the floor. Her husband rushed to her side and asked where it hurt. She looked through her tear-filled eyes and said, "The little piggy that ate the roast beef." And of course, there were many moments like when in all the hustling noise of a growing family, all that Mum craves is a bit of peace. Just a few moments of quiet to herself. But then in the midst of it all, there comes one of those wonderful moments when your children do something that really does make it all worthwhile. A 4-year-old and a 6-year-old presented their mum with a houseplant for Mother's Day. They'd used their own money and she was thrilled. And the older one of them said with a sad face, "There was a bouquet that we wanted to give you at the flower shop, but it was really pretty, but it was too expensive. And it had a ribbon on it and it said, 'Rest in peace.' And we thought it would be just perfect because you're always asking for a little piece so you can rest." So is it all worthwhile? Well, you'd have to be a man to ask such a daft question. Any woman who has had the chance to mother a child and bring it to adulthood will tell you that it's all worthwhile. And the tiredness, the hurts, the disappointments, the sleepless nights, they fade into insignificance when that tiny bundle that was presented to you all those years ago is standing on the threshold of adulthood and preparing to start their own family. Even us men can't help but feel a touch of pride, that satisfaction of knowing that we've done our best and we've given our children the best start that we can. But then, when I was thinking about what a mother is like, it reminded me of a verse in the Bible. Can you put the PowerPoint up, Stephen? In Isaiah 49, verse 15, the Lord God is talking to his people and he says, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Although she may forget, I will not forget you." And to put that into context, the people of Israel were in captivity in Babylon. According to Jeremiah 29:10, this captivity was to last 70 years. But as the time went on, the Israelites were getting impatient and grumbling that the Lord had forgotten them. But here the Lord is of heaven and earth is saying that in fact he is like a mother to his children. He's not forgotten them any more than a mother could forget her child. In order to emphasize his love for his people, he describes himself as a mother. But not just a mother. He's like a nursing mother. Anyone who's visited a mother with a new baby will see that love that shines out of her. There is no love like that of a mother for her child. And that's how the Lord himself feels about his children. And who are these children? Well, we are. Every one of us. But just like all children, we're noisy, demanding, rebellious, selfish, curious, and full of never-ending energy. We insist on doing our own thing, and we always know better than God. But because God is like a mother to us, he never gives up on us. He cares for us, and he feeds us. He provides all that we need, and nothing is too much trouble for him to do for his children. Just like a human mother, he will sacrifice for us and go without so that we will prosper and grow. So how much will he sacrifice for us? Well, he sacrificed his own son, that we all might be part of his family. He gave up part of himself to rescue us, his children, from danger. And what did he go without? He went without the company of his own son and sent him to earth to be a sacrifice for us. Do you remember the story I told you a little earlier about the little boy and the pie? Well, if the children or the father had not taken one of the 6 slices of pie, they would have remained hungry and their mother would have made the sacrifice for nothing. In the same way, we have to take that which God has given us in order to benefit from his sacrifice. Maybe you've never thought of God as a mother taking care of her children, but God does care for us, just as he said in that Bible verse I quoted. "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she's born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you." God longs for us to know him as a loving parent who gave everything for us. So on this day when we remember mothers, let us also remember the one who longs to be a better mother, a better parent than any human mother could possibly be. And all that he's doing is, all that he is waiting for is for you to ask him to be his mother, your mother. Thank you. Amen.